Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
Bit of aftermath from the royal wedding.
Oh, what?
Which is not good because it would appear that guests from the royal wedding of Megsy and Prince H.
Prince H.
have been busted flogging the goodie bag they received on the big day on eBay.
No.
There are thousands of these things up on eBay. At the wedding, 2,460 members of the public were invited to celebrate the nuptials. A number, around about 1,200 of that number, were people who had been commended for their work as community leaders. So there's quite a few of the average Joe Blows were at the wedding.
Yep.
And to help them remember the day, the guests left Windsor Castle with a souvenir goodie bag in tow. Now, inside the bag, which was emblazoned with the date and the couple's initials, there were such things as a commemorative chocolate coin, a bottle of water, shortbread, fridge magnet, an official order of service, and a gift voucher offering a 20% discount at the Windsor Castle gift shop. So your true show bag stuff. Full of shit. Anyway.
But I guess to someone that would be, the Royals, fantastic.
Anyway.
But these people are flogging it off.
Literally hours after the ceremony, multiple listings for these goodie bags started appearing on eBay. One listing assured prospective buyers that all money raised will go to charity from the sale of this wonderful gift bag.
Pigs.
Just looking through some of the postings on eBay, the goodie bags ranged in price from $743 up to $4,212. One of the interesting things that was up for sale on eBay from the royal wedding was a PDF version of the wedding order of service. Somebody wanted $8.80 for that, despite the fact that you could download that for free from the Kensington Palace website. So that's a bit rich, isn't it? You get invited to the royal wedding, and then you start flogging the stuff from the goodie bag on eBay. Please. I don't think Prince H and Megsy are going to be too happy about that.
Not at all. Would you pay $4,000?
No.
Not unless there was a piece of the cake in the goodie bag. And I'm not talking about something that's been nibbled at either. I want it wrapped.
Deary me. That's a bit of a slap in the face. It's a bit rude, actually. It's very rude. I wonder what will happen when Prince H and Megsy find out who's responsible.
They'd know.
Of course they'd know. I wonder what recourse the palace takes with things like that. What do they send?
Prince Philip Brown, I think,
sort you out?
No, I think the Queen will, off with your head.
Off with your head. Back in the old days, that's how it should have been. Back in the old days. Off with his head. We'll put this up on our Facebook page very, very shortly so you can see the sort of rubbish that we're talking about.
It's ugly, Cherie. It's not a good look.
Cherie is the purveyor of all things royal family, particularly when it comes to commemorative pieces. And, of course, there's a lot of commemorative pieces floating around at the moment after the royal wedding on the weekend.
Yeah.
However, Cherie, what you have sent us
is disturbing.
Yeah, that's right.
$300 worth of disturbing, actually. That is the ugliest looking thing I've ever seen. You're not purchasing that for your mother, surely.
No, I had been keeping an eye on this site for the release of the wedding porcelain portrait dolls, as they call them, because my mum does collect royal porcelain dolls.
So we've got the Prince Harry doll.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like Prince Harry.
It's not out just yet because it's available for pre-order, but they have put it up and it doesn't look great.
Well, if you're going to have a Prince Harry commemorative doll, at least have it looking like Prince Harry!
The uniform's good.
The uniform's spot that. On. I don't know. Who the hell is the face they've got on there?
I don't know what happened to the head.
Jeez.
But I don't think even my mum will want that.
No,
that is just... doesn't look like anything like Ed Sheeran.
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you'll actually you'll get to understand what we're talking about. We'll share that with you right now on the Triple M Riverina Facebook page. You can check it out. It is ugly.
Please don't look at it.
Don't buy it. It looks nothing like Prince Harry.
It's like one of those bad waxworks.
It's an absolute shocker. What were they thinking? And he wants $300 for it.
But it's a horse. So it's,
yeah.
They're going all out. You reckon if they were going to go all out, they'd at least make it a likeness.
Yeah, you know, the bloke in charge of the company, whatever this company is charged, you think when that came back as the rough draft, you'd go, do you reckon that looks like Prince Harry?
I don't think so.
But they have, it's weird, they have got it right in the past because Mum has a doll of Kate and baby George from this same artist and it's pretty bang on.
Yeah,
but right. They just didn't get Harry very well.
Leighton,
yeah.
Just a mental note, we're never going round to Cherie's mum's house.
No.
Not if it's got weird royal family porcelain dolls.
Look, sex dolls I can understand. Prince Harry dolls, no.
Anyway, have a look at the Triple M Riverina Facebook page and a ticket. It's a shocker. It's an absolute shocker.
There's a Meghan Markle doll as well, if you're interested. It's not quite as bad as the Harry one, but not a great likeness either.
How do they think people are going to buy this stuff? Hey. And they charge... anyway.
Oh, jeez, hey. Someone's making a fortune.
If you really want one, I'd hang on a couple of weeks, because I reckon in a couple of weeks' time you'd be able to pick it up for about $3.
Mate, are you into superfoods? Do you get into your kale?
Do I look as if I get into kale, Leighton?
Yeah, probably not.
The only superfood I get into is in a glass, and it's called a furphy. And it's on tap now up at the Union.
Is that right? Ah, lovely. All right. So if you're into kale, I tried kale once.
Yeah.
And I can't go back. Right. It's just yuck. Right. It's just there is no way to hide the bad taste of kale. But I think I've found my next superfood.
Right.
Hemp.
Hemp?
Hemp. Mm. But not you don't smoke it or you drink it.
You drink it.
They have now found a process to create hemp milk.
Right.
Hemp milk. So you put a little dab onto your coffee or tea.
Hey, man!
Apparently, hemp milk is full of omega-3s and omega-6 fatty acids. It's got 33% protein in it. And a glass of hemp milk will give you half your daily calcium intake.
That's good,
Jim. The next superfood, ladies and gentlemen, and it's being made, legally being made in WA.
Of course it is, yes. Yeah. I thought it would have been being made up around Byron Bay somewhere, but okay.
Apparently what they do is they get the seeds.
Yeah.
Of the hemp plant,
yep.
And from the hemp seeds, they're able to create milk.
So I'm caught with some plants in my backyard, I'm saying it's for the milk, mate.
It's for the milk.
Yep.
I'm just making myself a coffee. Would you like one? But you know, next time tomorrow morning when you're having breakfast, you know, and you pour your hemp milk on top of your rice bubbles. Hey, man, that's what I call a snap, crackle, pop.
Yes, of course, the hemp milk is made from cows who have been eating grass. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I'm here all week.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.